Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy April. So much to look forward to when spring is here in the Treasure Coast. It's a beautiful time to take advantage of so many great festivals and experiences throughout the various communities. And this show is going to highlight one that you can really look forward to. Before we delve a little deeper into this really fun weekend-long art show, I do want to give a shout-out to a couple of our sponsors. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in Vero Beach in the Fresh Market Plaza. I know that I went and got my nails foxified in time for Easter. What do you ladies think? It has a little bit of glitter, some different shades of pink and purple.
Beautiful. Easter egg pretty.
Right? And they are so talented. If you have any sort of look that you want to have created for you, the nail artists at Foxy's can make that happen. They also have the Asian food market and Viet Bowl restaurant all in that same plaza. They're a family that works hard and gives back to the community. And if at any point you can support them in any way, it would be greatly appreciated. Also, a special shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Voted Small Company of the Year serving the Treasure Coast. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, and St. Lucie. And with tax monies coming back and those stimulus dollars, perhaps you want to quit renting and own something, and you can have that complimentary consultation and talk about what is feasible, or if you want to upsize, downsize, you name it, Caliber Home Loans can help you with that. So thank you to Caliber. All right. So speaking of homes, people love to decorate their homes with beautiful art. And art is what we're going to be talking about with my new friends, Keeping the Arts Alive. Here in the studio, I have the one and only Beth Siebert. She's the chair of this amazing art show that is in its second year.
Yes.
Yeah. And alongside her is a fellow board member, as well as our representative for QuitDoc of a tobacco-free partnership for Indian River County, Kylie Savoy. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're here. And tell me, Beth, if you would, how it is you aligned yourself with Keeping the Arts Alive. How did this come to be 2 years ago?
Well, there seemed to be a real need. I was an artist for 13 years and just decided to make a business out of it in March 5th of 2020.
Oh, how exciting.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I had shows booked all the way through 2020 into 2021. And within a week, all the shows were shut down.
Of course, yeah.
And so I said, well, wait a minute. Artists are small businesses. So
100%, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We help the economy as well. So there came this idea of, where do we start trying to rebuild? Because right now there's a void, and we can do nothing in April, but we need to think about what we're going to do in the future. So I said, we'll take artists, we're going to have them put on an art show, and then we're going to do something, social programs for kids and families to encourage people to be a part of the arts during the shows. And then we're going to go ahead and nonprofits are hurting just as bad as small businesses. The proceeds from the show, because it's, you know, been done during this time, will be donated to a nonprofit.
I love that. So you were able to take this, like, unforeseen set of crazy circumstances and meld it into something really beautiful to benefit the community as a whole.
Right. Hopefully.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so what inspired the Made in the USA show?
Well, I feel like that patriotism kind of has fallen aside lately, and there's a lot of upheaval. And I thought, you know, we all are made in the USA. We all make art in the USA, and we all love this country. And, you know, I went with my other members. Radius is part of our group, too, that partnered with us. And we all sat down and we said, what are we going to do? And we said, we're going to support veterans.
I love.
Yeah. That's who our beneficiary is. So we decided Made in the USA was going to be the theme of the show, patriotism.
It is so impactful. And I know personally, over the years, as White Glove Moving and Storage and our preferred shipping partner in Pac Mail Beachside, we've spent years working with the local veterans organizations. And I'm so thrilled. Not only does the theme Made in the USA pair perfectly with the mission of the Veterans Association, but it just is a beautiful alignment because it's something that we can all understand and appreciate the sacrifices. And so I think that this is going to really be a win-win. So if people are saying, I want to know a little bit more about the show, what are we looking forward to? It's a week out, right?
It's a weekend.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah, over the weekend, yes. And it's just an exciting event. We're going to have a bunch of artists. We're going to have a grand opening night. I was just on the phone with the videographer and the photographer before I came in. Our first night is catered by Carrabba's.
Love.
Our public opening is catered, so that's going to be wonderful. I don't know of any other art show that caters.
I can't think of one. I think that that's special. Okay, so let's give folks some, you talked food and I want to say meat and potatoes. it's just my mind goes to culinary. Of the dates and the times, because today, Saturday, April 3rd, we can look forward to making plans to come visit this show next week. Where is it going to be at? What times?
Phenomenal. 6001 A1A. In Indian River Shores. It's at the Indian River Shores Community Center.
That looks so beautiful since they redid it. It is stunning.
It's gorgeous.
And it's a great layout for an art show. It's a big, wide open space. That's wonderful.
It is. It's a terrific space. And there's a culinary kitchen, too, in there. So it all works together for us.
Yeah. And there's lots of good parking around there, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be the 9th. The 10th is from 5:30 to 8:00. And then on the 11th, it is from noon until 3 p.m.
Oh, that's a sweet spot on a Sunday, noon to 3. I love that. Very nice. Very nice. And so what's the cost of admission?
Well, we do that for free. That's part of our social program. And so it's everybody gets in for free. It's a public show for everyone.
I love that. And then, of course, you said a number of the artists are going to be on site.
Yes, they will.
And so that means that some of the artists are, in fact, local?
I think all of our artists are local.
Wonderful. And the art is, in fact, available for purchase?
Absolutely. It's also already up on our website, www.kaa1.org.
I love it. Keeping the arts alive. K-A-A. It's a little act. I get it. One. at the end, .org. I think that that's wonderful. Okay. And so now, if someone's listening and they think, man, I want to potentially be an artist down the road. This weekend isn't going to work for me, what have you, or how can I get involved to help support? What's the best way for them to reach out to you and the board, Beth?
Again, at the website, we have an actual button that says give, and you can donate money to us, you can volunteer with us, or you can be a part of our art programs.
Oh, I love it. And how many art programs are we talking about?
I think we've loaded 15 videos so far because the children aren't vaccinated yet.
Right.
We want to be very careful, so we're just loading art lessons on video for
so they can watch it at their leisure.
Right. It's free.
Oh, that is great. I love that.
Yeah, most people charge for art lessons online.
Yeah.
We're giving it away.
And, you know, all we have to do is maybe come out next weekend and buy a piece of art while at a great art show for Made in the USA.
Well, if you do that, you'll be helping veterans in Indian River County, and they really need it.
They really do. That's well said. So let's talk about the alignment with the Tobacco-Free Partnership of Indian River County, if we can. So, Kylie, what inspired the partnership in conjunction with the show?
Yeah, so actually I met Beth back in November of last year. She had reached out to me because she was hosting an art show and was interested in going tobacco free. And so that is one of the resources that we do provide to all businesses and local organizations is the option to do a tobacco free policy. Uh-huh. And, you know, we come out and we support. And just sitting and talking with Beth, it was almost like this instant connection. So I had actually immediately snagged her for my nonprofit. I was like, I am in need of some volunteers. You know, why don't you come out and, you know, help? And so just through that, we've been working together now since then. So, I mean, like, we're talking 3-4 times a week. We're in constant contact. And in February, she was like, you know, I'm really looking for a new board member. And as Beth likes to say, I am an artist in study.
Ooh, tell me, what does that mean, Kylie? I'm so intrigued.
Well, Beth got on me about saying how I wasn't an artist, even though I draw or paint in my free time occasionally.
Oh.
Very occasionally. So she's like, you know, you're supposed to call yourself an artist in study.
I like it.
I actually have artist in study on all my works, too, because I feel like everybody's in study getting better at art every time they paint.
Sure. Practice makes perfect, although it doesn't have to be perfect, right? That's what makes art art.
Well, happy accidents happen, as Van Gogh would say.
Oh, that is very clever. I like it. And so if we have some listeners that are thinking there's upcoming events that we would love to make tobacco free, how does that alignment work?
Well, so they are able to reach out to the Tobacco Free Partnership, and we would be more than happy to assist them. So they can find us on our website, tfp-indianriver.org. Or they're always free to give our office a call at 772-577-3701.
And once again, that was TFP for Tobacco Free Partnership -indianriver.org, which I could see a lot of folks finding to be a useful resource, especially since it's changed and evolved. I see a lot of signs, you know, no vaping now, which is good, because all of a sudden I'm always like taken back. I'm like, is there a fire? What just happened? Where is this plume of smoke coming from? But, oh, fear not. It's just vaping. It's okay. No, it's kidding. Okay, so now, if you haven't been to treasurecoast.com, folks, I highly recommend you visit this online digital platform. It is the bee's knees when it comes to posting about upcoming events, whether it's a one-day or several-day event. It's also a great resource for a business directory. At treasurecoast.com, you can find events like the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Networking Luncheon, which will be hosting the Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach, and Stewart Luncheons all April long. You can check out tcpremierwomensnetwork.com or live link to us at treasurecoast.com. And you can also find out about other events on this platform. It's entirely free to use. So if you have something coming up, check out treasurecoast.com. Or if you have guests coming and you want to see something really cool, where to take them, and it's not necessarily in your own backyard of Jensen or Vero or Sebastian. There's just everything that within the Treasure Coast is less than an hour commute away, and there's just so many treasures. So thank you to treasurecoast.com for their support and making it so easy where anyone can post their events. I know as soon as these ladies leave here, they're going to be like, I'm posting our festival. It's a weekend-long art show, and we should be posting it there. It's just a no-brainer, and I love that. So once again, we're talking about keeping the arts alive next weekend. Hopefully, you'll be able to find some time in your schedule to come see firsthand some incredibly talented artist featuring in their show Made in the USA, different inspired art that is going to help benefit the Veterans Association locally. And one more time with the hours and dates, if you'd be so kind, please, Beth.
Sure. It's the 9th and 10th from 5:30 to 8, and the 11th from noon until 3 p.m.
I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to talk more about keeping the arts alive when we return on this edition of the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, I'm Cindy, the proud owner of Cindy's Cleaning Service. I consider it a privilege to be welcomed to people's homes and offices to make them shine. We do it all from ceiling fans to floors, dusting, and windows. With Cindy's Cleaning Service, you get quality cleaning and affordable rates. We are also licensed and insured. Please give us a call and we will give you a free estimate. Cindy's Cleaning Service, 569-9348. At Cindy's Cleaning Service, the Lord is our strength.
If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hello, friends. Happy April. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the mostest, talking about where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. If you haven't been to check out True Color Salon in Vero, it is the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, plenty of space to socially distance, and an array of talented stylists to hit every budget and every schedule. So if you're like me and you're working lady and you can't necessarily leave in the middle of your workday, they have evening and weekend hours. And as I mentioned, stylists to hit every price point. I went over the weekend after some glamping in River Roman with the family during spring break. And I have to admit, I felt like $1 million when I walked out of there. So we owe it to ourselves, guys, gals, kids too. It's a wonderful experience. And, you know, just one more way that you can help support a local business. And let's face it, we can never reach the back. I don't care what you say. You just can't get it. You can't see it. Let the pros do it for you. Thank you again to True Colors Salon and Spa in Vero Beach, Florida. We appreciate you. And then, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are passionate about being able to support the community. We love being able to align with a variety of events and organizations that help the betterment of our communities as a whole. And so if you know of anyone that's getting ready to move, whether it's across the street, state, or country, we would be honored if you mentioned White Glove Moving and Storage. It's always a free estimate and have the chance to make their move as cost-effective and pleasurable as possible with service that is guaranteed to show up. Yeah, it's like a thing right now that's so crazy out there. And we get calls on the daily like, no one showed up to do my move. And oh, that's scary stuff. And so you never have to worry about that with White Glove. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, we would be honored to assist and make it easy. And we support local great causes like Keeping the Arts Alive. Here in the studio, we have Beth Siebert. She's the chair of Keeping the Arts Alive now in its second year, providing not just the art show, but also online digital lessons.
Yes, those are for the I initially made them for the kids right at the beginning of the pandemic because I was, kids and their parents being locked at home together for so long.
You felt sympathy for them. Let me give them an outlet.
for both the kids and the parents.
Right.
And so everything on those lessons, they were shot really quick with my iPhone, but everything on those lessons you can order online. You don't even have to leave your home if you're still isolating.
Sure. Good to know.
So they're all online and they're free for anyone that wants to watch them.
I love it. And then, of course, there is the opportunity to actually come and support the Made in the USA show in which you've aligned with the Indian River Veterans.
The Indian River Veterans Council is the beneficiary of our show. They're a portion of the proceeds from all sales will be donated to them because they've really been hit hard over the last year.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. I love that you've been able to make that possible for them. And so one more time, we do want to cover the times and dates again, but you have obviously some incredible partners that helped to make this possible.
Right. The Tobacco-Free Partnership of Indian River County has been just incredible.
And yay!
Yeah, I had to grab her on board, my board, because I needed help. And so she's just phenomenal with keeping records straight and, you know, logos and everything else. And then I have two other board members. One is Carolyn McAvoy, and the other one is Deborah Gordon, that are both very, very active.
And, oh, yeah.
And McAvoy even came in, and she actually sponsored the show, and she's on the board. And I was, like, so grateful.
We love Carolyn. She's good people.
She is best, yeah.
Yeah, good people. So those partners help to bring all this alive. And, of course, you have a number of sponsors, and there's always opportunity for future sponsors, right?
Absolutely. You can contact me through the Keeping the Arts Alive page. There's a contact button, and you can get a hold of me at beth@kaa1.org.
Wonderful. So one more time for our listeners that just might be getting in their vehicle or just tuning in to listen. We're talking about Keeping the Arts Alive. This is going to be a beautifully patriotic, inspired show that's next weekend. So you can make your plans today for next weekend. Give us the times and dates one more time, please, Beth.
April 9th and 10th from 5:30 to 8, and on April 11th from noon to 3.
And this is going to be in North Indian River County at the Indian River Shores, newly renovated, very beautiful clubhouse.
Yes.
And, of course, there is going to be folks that can purchase art with credit card. Is that a yes? Making sure.
I'm learning point of service now from my phone. But
she'll be ready in 1 week to happily accept all credit card purchases for the sale of these art pieces. I love it.
Yes.
Now, real quick, I do have in the studio beside Beth her very active and very valued board member, Kylie Savoy, who serves with QuitDoc, the Tobacco-Free Partnership of Indian River County. And she, too, is an artist in study.
Yes, an artist in study.
An artist in study. I love it. Now, if someone was interested in joining the Tobacco-Free Partnership, whether it's for an event or for a business, once more, how would they be able to look into that and do some aligning?
Well, if they come out to the art show on the 9th, 10th, or 11th, I will have paperwork to sign them up right there.
Oh, easy.
I like to grab them when they're interested.
She is organized, Beth. I love it.
As soon as someone even hints that they're interested, I'm always there to grab them, you know, ask Beth. But you can also access any information on our website, which is www.tfpindianriver.org. Or you can always call our office at 772-577-3701.
I really find this to be valuable. And Beth, for those that are just listening, Keeping the Arts Alive, can you recap the mission of this amazing organization once more?
Yes, we have three missions. One is to give venue to artists, local artists, so that they can exhibit and sell their art. The second is to provide social programs and advance the arts through videos currently because of the pandemic. We had hoped to be going out and doing more actual hands-on lessons, especially for art therapy for kids that have been through a lot through this pandemic. And then finally, it's to raise funds. The entire show really is to raise funds for another nonprofit. And this time it will be for the Veterans Council of Indian River County.
Those are very worthy missions. And of course, you had mentioned that there was the opportunity to donate via the website, but also an opportunity for volunteering. And though we are still somewhat restricted now, there will be a time, maybe in the not too distant future, where we could have some of those volunteer artists, in fact, helping and engaging in the community once again. And they can sign up to volunteer through the website also, right?
Absolutely. And if they'd like to give an art lesson online and videotape it and send it in, we'd be happy to post it.
Oh, that's a fun concept that I hadn't thought of for other people to contribute. That's a great way. And again, they don't even have to leave their home if they don't feel comfortable.
Nope.
That is so smart, Beth. It's like you're the chair and creator or something. It's amazing. One more time with your website for Keeping the Arts Alive.
www.kaa1.org.
Wonderful. And folks, you've been listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. If you know of anything happening or if you want to submit an event, don't forget to visit our friends at treasurecoast.com. And hopefully we'll see you out at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. TCPremierNetwork.com. Until next week, cheers!
Cheers!